I'm John Batchelor. This is the John Batchelor Show, Hotel Mars, Episode N. My colleague, co-host, and co-pilot, David Livingston, Dr. Space, Roscosmos. Roscosmos has a new spaceport called Vostochny. It is way east in Siberia, and it's been under construction for years. Much gossip about, people purloining funds and building the wrong sized buildings and other misbehaviors, including broken parts. But now, finally, I learned from Anatoly Zak, who keeps the wonderful website Russian Space Web, and also publishes, again in print, Russia in Space, The Past Explained, The Future Explored. You can find a copy on his site. We now have a map. It's really much like a Hardy Boys episode. We can see the map of the spaceport, a map laid out with the assembly building, with the launch pads, with future launch pads, with the railroad, all very wonderful, plus huge, gorgeous photographs of the assembly building and a rocket on its fins ready to launch. Anatoly, a very good evening to you. What am I witnessing here? Why have they got a rocket out there? Are they going to fire it? What is this? Good evening to you.
Hello, John. Yes, in fact, what they're doing right now is so-called integrated tests, as they call it in the industry. That means that all pieces of this huge puzzle of the rocket, the launch facility, it's all right now came together. It's all in place right now, and they're doing the final tests to see that everything works perfectly before they actually try an actual liftoff, actual launch, which they for now is scheduled for the second half of April, but it might slip few days or few weeks, but it's coming.
Two different versions on your site. I just want you to discern this before I turn you to David. One is an artist rendering of the Soyuz 2 on the launch pad, and another is a glimpse of a rocket on a launch pad. What am I looking at? The artist rendering versus the actual thing.
Exactly. So, this is actually the point of this page, is to show the plans which were made several years ago, back in 2012. And that's where the image is coming from. And the actual, finally, you have the reality now. After all these years of construction and tests, you have the actual rocket actually standing on the page. So you see side by side the sort of engineering thought and designs and what's actually happened.
David?
Quite a bit is written about on your website about the second stage that they're using, the Breeze-M. And this is some sort of a space tug. Can you talk about that?
Yes, this stage, which is used on Proton, on a heavier, bigger rocket, which flies from Baikonur in Kazakhstan, and that stage was used particularly for many commercial satellites in the past, and it was used just a few days ago for the launch, first time for the deep space mission to launch this European ExoMars mission to Mars. And of course, there are a number of questions right now how the stage actually performed beautifully, perfectly. It's actually put the spacecraft on a path to Mars. But there are some issues. There are some questions what happened next. It looks like there are some signs that there was an explosion on board right after the spacecraft was separated. So the spacecraft was not affected, but there are still questions what happened.
You have a photograph of the assembly building at Vostochny for the Soyuz. What am I looking at? There is this. It looks like if it was a car manufacturing, I would see rollers of vehicles, but instead it has rockets. Is this how they will arrive from the train from the east? Do they have a manufacturing plant in Vostochny, or is everything training from the building facilities back west?
Absolutely. They're actually building all the rockets right now in the European part of Russia, Samara, in case of Soyuz, and in case of Proton in Moscow, actually. So all the rocket stages in disassembled form will have to be shipped by rail to the Far East. And in that building, which you see on the photograph, that's where all the stages and all the rocket components will come together, but they will be assembled already from prefabricated stages, which are completely assembled and welded back in European part of Russia. So only final assembly will be taking place in Vostochny at this point.
Is there a building like this at Baikonur? Is that what it looked like, or is this something new? Assembly? It's almost modular assembly of rockets.
In fact, yes, this is very new architecture, and in fact, I think it's unique even for any space program in the world, because what they're building right now is a modular architecture for assembly, where they have multiple buildings connected by a single gallery, where they can transfer pieces of hardware from building to building, and so they have this centralized complex, which allows them to use different rockets and different spacecraft for different combinations. So, as you see, this idea is when you have only one rocket, that's actually meaningless. But if they have multiple launch vehicles, this will be an advantage for them. So, as you see, this architecture builds in for the future. It's essentially, they already know that they will bring new launch vehicles, different spacecraft, and all of this will have this centralized facility for assembly and for processing.
David?
Anatoly, does this progress mean that the labor problem and the delays and the issues that have happened and plagued this new spaceport development, are they settled now or are they still going on?
Well, what I heard is from, if you watch carefully the Russian press and especially local newspapers and local websites, you will see that those problems persist. But they probably were alleviated somewhat, at least the largest, you know, corruption and sort of non-payment problems were resolved. And we also saw reports that number of people actually went to prison for all kinds of labor violations. And I should say that this is not the first project which is sort of plagued by this. If you remember Sochi Olympics, this was a similar situation. So every big project in Russia, unfortunately, has this issue. And this was not an exception, and it's not something which can be resolved in sort of, you know, one presidential decree or something like that.
We're looking at a Soyuz rocket. There are also Proton rockets. But the new rocket is the Angara. Is it scheduled to be launched from Vostochny? Are they going to build a separate building or a separate launch facility for it? How will it work?
Absolutely. There are plans that the second launch vehicle, which is supposed to be flying from Vostochny, will be Angara. And basically entire family is coming there, several variations of this rocket. They can one of the configurations which they consider is to actually, yes, build another facility and plug it into this complex, basically connected to this interconnected complex, and have Angara also available for launches. But of course, it will have, because it's much larger rocket than Soyuz, it will have totally separate launch pad, which will have to be built. And now plans are to begin building this pad in 2017. And it has to be ready by 2021. And this rocket will be used if the facility is built. It can be used for human missions, which will have, there will be new generation spacecraft replacing Soyuz, and there will be this new launch vehicle for carrying crew, and that will be flying from this launch pad. At least this is the plan.
Is Angara to replace both Soyuz and Proton?
It's potentially, it can do both. Angara is not the one rocket. It's the entire
right,
family of boosters.
You can assemble it so that it has multiple rockets and has bigger lift, or you can be a single lift.
Absolutely. For example, Angara 5, that's the main configuration which they have, that has a payload of 20 tons. That's comparable to Proton. That's a Proton-class vehicle. It's replacing Proton. But you can use, for example, one booster, and that gives you a lightweight vehicle for very small satellites, and that will replace a number of boosters which they have right now. For example, right now the Russians are actively using converted ballistic missiles, which they are running out of them, and they will eventually stop using them. So Angara will, single booster Angara will be taking that job, sort of sending small satellites into orbit. And then there is a midway. You can put two boosters, and then you have around 12 tons of payload. But for now, the strategic plan for the Russian Space Agency is to have Soyuz and Angara side by side for a while. But eventually Soyuz will be retired as well.
David?
Is the Soyuz that is on the pad now being integrated, when it has its test flight, is it actually going to launch something, or is it just a test launch?
No, it will be actually carrying three satellites. One of them will be main payload. It will be, so they call it Lomonosov satellite. It's a scientific research satellite, and there are two small test student-built satellites as well. So it will have actual payload on board.
Anatoly, this is a gorgeous piece of Siberia. I see the big map of it, and I also see the picture when it was under construction. This vast forest around it. Are they giving tours out there? Is there a hotel? Are they expecting tourists?
I haven't been to this particular location. However, what I heard from people who travel, it's quite remote and it's quite difficult to travel.
Yeah, it's on another planet. I understand. It's planet Siberia. Yes.
Even if you come to Moscow and you take a plane, I think you will be flying for like 8 hours from Moscow to get there. So it's quite difficult to get. However, it is. There are a number of fairly large cities not far from this launch site. For example, Blagoveshchensk, that's not far from that area. Chinese border, of course, is very close by to the south from that launch site. And Russian Space Agency made several moves, at least they on paper. They said they will organize tourist trips and journalistic trips. For launches over there.
I look forward to talking to you when you witness the first Angara heavy launch from Vostochny. Anatoly Zak, he keeps the wonderful website RussianSpaceWeb.com. He's also the author of Russia in Space, The Past Explained, The Future, and that's Vostochny Explored. It's in print now. And David Livingston, Dr. Space of the Space Show. This is Hotel Mars, Episode N.